This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Republican Party is caught in a leadership fight after some party officials voted to remove Chair Dave Williams on Saturday. They also voted to replace the party's vice chair and secretary. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Criticism of Williams ramped up this summer after he sent out anti-LGBTQ messages from the GOP's official account. He also faced backlash for anemic party fundraising and for attacking other Republicans in contested primaries. But Williams has said any vote to remove him is invalid because the meeting itself was illegal and it's trying to create a statewide GOP civil war. Ultimately, the Republican National Committee or the courts may need to make the final determination. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's latest COVID numbers are up, with 153 people in Colorado hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's the most since nearly the start of this year. Most utilities tracking the virus report a steady increase in wastewater. Updated vaccines are on the way. They're expected to be available in coming weeks. A mental health counseling program funded by a Denver city tax is so in demand that it's no longer accepting applicants this year. The Colorado Gerontological Society runs the service. Eileen Doherty is the executive director.
I do believe that mental health for older adults is overlooked. While older adults have more resiliency, they also experience many of life's challenges and don't always have the coping skills to manage those situations.
The mental health counseling prioritizes people 60 and older for issues that Medicare and Medicaid won't cover. Denver voters approved the Caring for Denver initiative in 2018, which pays for this and other mental health services. This is CPR News and KRCC.